Now we're going to check in with the editorial board at the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's Viewpoints section. Phoenix residents, with or without a personal connection to our nation's veterans, have become very aware of the VA healthcare scandal, which has left many of our service members without adequate medical care and stuck on lengthy waiting lists. A USA Today investigation has discovered another layer of problems and cover-ups, and with me to talk about that and some of the specifics is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, this continues to be extremely frustrating. Is this new information just more of the same at the VA?
Let's go back to 2014 when we had this big national scandal whose ground zero was the Phoenix VA Healthcare Center. We had the president, the national president of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in, and I asked him a question. It was, is this a new story or is this an old story? And then I told him a story. I grew up in Phoenix and we used to drive by. My father would drive us by on Indian School, that old VA center. And every time we would, and he was a medical doctor, he would say, right there, that's the dregs of medicine, okay? Wow. And it had that reputation then. And the VA has long had that reputation. And one of the reasons it has it, it's this massive healthcare operation, this massive bureaucracy that is really a sort of parallel to the regular healthcare system that is meeting this promise to provide healthcare to veterans when they sacrifice and give to protecting our nation. You know, we're going to take care of you, but we haven't done a very good job of it because the system we have is broken.
Yeah, at the core of it, Phil, is it that the bureaucracy, people are just too entrenched in their jobs, are really the best of the best not working for the VA?
It's too big and lumbering. So the latest story is an investigation that USA Today has done, and they were looking at records of settlements with doctors who are basically bad docs, not just doctors, but other healthcare workers who were accused of misdeeds or making mistakes and things like that. And they learned after looking at these settlement documents that a lot of these doctors were allowed to sort of quietly leave without any kind of reporting to national databases or to the state licensing boards. And so nobody in the private practice, as these guys reentered private practice, nobody knew about their record at the VA and the troubles that they had had. And some of this was really serious stuff, you know, where the real malpractice that was going on. And they kept it quiet.
Well, the editorial mentioned a podiatrist in particular, one where he messed up some woman's ankle injury and she ended up being amputated.
Right. He drilled the wrong screw into a bone of one veteran. He cut into patients who didn't need surgery. He severed a critical tendon in another veteran. And he twice failed to fuse the ankle bone of one vet, and her lingering pain was so bad she had to have her leg amputated. Mm-hmm. And this guy went on to private practice, and it was all very quiet, and that's a problem.
Any revelation based on the investigation the USA Today did as to why this information wouldn't be shared? Why is it that the VA would just sort of say, okay, get away from us, but we won't tell any bad things about you?
Well, one of the chronic problems of this big lumbering bureaucracy is they have a climate of secrecy. Mm-hmm. And this was a problem we saw back in 2014. It's one of the problems here. And they cover up. There are problems, and they don't want to put them out in the open. And so, you know, we're seeing it once again happening. So
what's going to change with this big lumbering situation? I know that Shulkin, who's the new VA director, is getting some high marks from people around there. Is there something that someone in that position can really do?
John McCain was on to this with the choice card that he was pushing, which was really insurgent in a way, was trying to privatize the VA. Here's what you need to do with the VA. It's too big right now. It's too complex. You can't manage the thing. And it's been proven with various presidents, both parties. Nobody's been able to manage this behemoth. So what you have to do is you have to take the pieces of this that are conventional medicine, you know, just attending to the conventional health needs, turn that over to the private sector, and then concentrate on what are really the maladies and wounds that are specific to basically combat veterans and get very good at that. You can be small, you can be managed, and you can be expert at those kinds of problems, and then leave the larger healthcare to the private system and let them handle it.
there are a lot of people who'd say an obvious problem is on the horizon, as we've had so many troops returning from Afghanistan, Iraq, elsewhere, that this problem needs to be fixed quickly because it's only going to get worse with all the numbers we're going to have.
Right. You know where you really see the problem exposed is when veterans have the choice, okay, when they have a job that provides them decent health benefits, they're not going to the VA. Rick Romley tells a story about how, you know, he didn't get his regular treatment at the VA, but he did when he needed a new prosthesis because he had lost a leg. He went to the VA because they were very good at doing that. And so the VA is good at a number of things, but it's that is specific to combat and the wounds and the illnesses that come from that.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department. And on this Monday, you're listening to the show.